You're listening to the Au Pair Affair murder trial of Branton Banfield from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Now, back to the courtroom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Could you please introduce yourself by telling us your name and spelling your first and last name for the court record?
Justin Hugh, J-U-S-T-I-N. Last name Hugh, H-U-G-H.
And how are you currently employed?
I'm a detective with the Fairfax County Police Department in the Child Abuse Unit.
And how long have you been with the Fairfax County Police Department?
Almost 4 years.
And when were you assigned in February of 2023?
I was patrolling Reston.
And I'm going to direct your attention to February 24th, 2023. Were you on duty in uniform and displaying your badge of authority that day?
Yes.
And did you respond to a call for service that morning?
Yes.
What was the call for, if you recall?
The call was for somebody that had been shot and then somebody else in the residence had been stabbed.
And where did you respond?
I responded to area 521, which was my patrol area.
And where is patrol 521?
It's in Reston. It's kind of near the town of Herndon.
And is that a location in Fairfax County?
Yes.
Is your uniform equipped with department-issued body-worn camera?
Yes.
And how does your body-worn camera work?
You click it twice in the middle and it activates the body-worn camera and starts recording.
And then when you are done with your shift, what happens?
We dock it at the station where it will upload everything is recorded for the day.
And was your body-worn camera working properly that day?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as Commonwealth's Exhibit 4, and I have my... I've got my computer muted, so we should only see a picture.
All right.
I would ask if we could just have that for the stand, the defense attorneys, and the witness at this point. Do you recognize this exhibit?
Yes.
And how do you recognize it?
It's my body-worn camera from that day.
And have you had the opportunity to review this before today?
Yes.
And is this a fair and accurate depiction of what you did and saw as you responded to this call for service that morning that you described earlier?
Yes.
Judge, at this point, what I'd like to do is admit this as Commonwealth's Exhibit 4.
Any objection to 4? All right, 4 in evidence.
Judge, I am going to ask if we could have this displayed to the jury, the witness, counsel, and the stand only, not on the screens.
Not in the gallery.
Not in the gallery.
Okay.
And there will be sound.
Okay, that's fine.
County police, call out! Where's the gun at? Where's the gun?
It's up here. We got a scotch here, too. So, you just get help.
Anybody else downstairs?
No. Huh?
Yeah. Where's the shot person?
Oh, he's the one. He's downstairs. He's just...
What? Just us?
Yeah. He's just one. I know. His daughter.
One of the patients is outside now.
Give me the wall. Okay. All right.
Can you turn the lights on in here?
Yeah. What can I do to help? Chestio. Give me Chestio. Yep.
Bring it up.
Anything I can get? What else was she stabbed? Dying on the stable.
Hey, she's got something on her hand.
Okay, she's got something. Stand right here.
Yes.
You got multiple stab wounds to the neck. Okay. Secure those guns.
Ma'am, I need you outside now.
She's breathing.
What do you need?
Get medics in there now.
Get a chest seal.
Seems full to medics.
Also medics.
He grabbed my arm when I started to climb. Okay. Someone get it then. I don't know where you shot at.
Who's got chest wound seal?
I need a from his back right now. He got stabbed by him, so
someone watch him.
Guys, chest seal.
Now we're looking for it, buddy. We're looking for it. Give me, get gauze, get gauze out.
Here's gauze.
Up this way.
Here's gauze.
Hey, chest, seal on her and how's your
wound seal?
Just save it there, save it there. There's another one behind me.
Open this up longer.
Yeah, I have to do it with this right now.
Someone check the pulse of the guy behind me.
Yep.
Yeah. He's bleeding, so.
We got one guy up here, gun gunshot wound, one female, multiple stab wounds.
Okay. Can someone do this for me? I got one hand kind of tied up now. Up this way. Just sit in the tunnel. He's in the bathroom, up here.
Where are you at, Cecil?
On our neck. Multiple stab wounds on our neck. Ready? As soon as I let go. Ready?
Go for it.
Ready? We missed one. Trust you.
Get another one.
There's another half. Ready?
Go for it.
Yep. Hold this door.
Let's go for it.
Set. It's this fuck. Sit in the top.
You need another chest seal?
Yeah, whatever you have.
Wait, get another. Hey, get more blockheads. Okay, that's good.
Anything else? Come on,
my brother.
This one we got behind
you.
I don't know.
Is he shot in the head, too?
No, he's shot in the head. Shot in the chest.
That's a lot of blood. Literally, it's probably from a lot.
They're made for canines or a heel at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what securing firearm.
Just leave it.
Where it is. Tank.
Yep.
Since we got this kind of weight from medics, can you talk with him?
I don't have a pulse.
Yeah, I'll say.
Medics expediting, where are they at?
I can feel him.
Guys.
Breathing.
Do you have a pulse on me?
No.
No pulse in
here. CPR, go ahead.
Multiple steps.
CPR on him.
Yeah, if you don't have it, you can start going.
Alright, we got medics.
Who's most viable, you guys know?
This one's really
useful. Alright.
Multiple stab wounds to the back.
James, where is he?
To the right, we have a pulse, multiple stab wounds. To the left, either do CPR or the belt shot wound.
Alright.
We have
cold. Who's still breathing?
We have rare.
This is bomb.
Don't know if we actually have it.
Okay. So is he still breathing?
Put it right there.
We can feel blood moving.
You can stop doing it.
Yeah, we're gonna get her.
If he's gonna be here,
way
over there.
Yeah, is she breathing over here? She's breathing. That's why we're
that. Grab him, take him downstairs.
You can't feel
pardon.
Are you hurt?
Stand by.
Sorry. No, there's no pulse, man.
No,
but there's no pulse.
What do we need?
I think that guy's gonna be definitely away. I think that might be obvious over there. Just no place here.
This is my house. This is my wife. I don't know.
What do you want to do? Do you want to grab that and go?
We're done. No, this is. She's done.
All right, that's fine.
I don't know.
You want to get a rhythm on that?
Yeah.
You want to shut that
ladder? It's right there behind.
I got one right here.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Justin. Yeah. Grab the guy out of there. Get him down. Don't let him. Okay.
All right. Wait, who's is that? Not bombers? I don't know.
This is not bombers. It might be his. He's
there. Was two on the bed when I came.
Okay.
In.
Okay. This one's got blood on it.
All right.
So stay with him. He might. I'm not sure if he shot the guy to stop him.
Sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna wait till they're done getting her out of the way before I'm willing to walk over.
You don't know that guy at all.
No,
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to figure out where's the gun currently.
We have two firearms right here.
Leave them right where they are. That's where we got them.
We moved them away.
Alright, that's fine.
They were on the other gun.
Where do you want?
No.
Yeah, look, listen. It's time. Hey, Sarge. Do you want us to escort him outside? It's Keo.
Right
stay
now,
with.
Right
okay.
Working,
so,
we're
okay.
I'm not sure.
We're not working.
No.
Boss, you can get him out.
Fucking shit. So once they.
It's all right.
Want to move and go?
Yeah.
All
right. We're going to move him notes.
Very closely, we're going to escort him down. Don't touch anything. Just
got a knife here.
Yeah. Is there kids down there?
Zach?
No. Kids are out of the way.
The kids are outside. Of course, we're going to clear the rest of the house.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Just grab the
knife. Anna, do you want to go with her? That's fine. Zach, stay here. You're with me. We're going to get you to
work. I'm escorting him down.
He's going to stay. We're going to make sure no one else is hurt in the house.
Okay. All right. We're going to get husband downstairs.
All right.
Just for the record, we'll admit that under seal, Commonwealth's 4.
Understood. Let's talk about what we just saw. When you entered the house, we saw one officer ahead of you.
were the two of you the first two officers to enter the house?
Yes.
And when you came upstairs to the bedroom, did you see any unsecured firearms in the room?
Yes.
Can you tell us how many?
Two.
And can you describe the unsecured firearms that were in that room? Did you note anything about either one of them?
One had a flashlight on it and the other one did not.
Okay. Did you handle either of the unsecured firearms?
The one with the flashlight on it, I handled that one.
And what did you do with it?
I moved it twice. The first time I moved it just from the corner of the bed to in front of me, and then the second time I moved it to the other side of the bed near the other firearm.
And did you note anything about that firearm when you were handling it?
There was blood on it.
And, Judge, at this time, I'm going to show Commonwealth Exhibit 5 and ask that, and it's going to be a still photo, just to witness and counsel.
Okay.
It's not the greatest picture, but... Is this the firearm that you handled?
Yes.
And is this the position that it was in when you entered the room?
Yes.
Can you describe the position, what we're looking at here?
The gun is in the bottom right corner of the bed. It's pointing towards whatever's kind of behind me.
And when you're talking about the bottom right corner of the bed, are you standing at the foot of the bed facing the headboard, or are you? Okay.
Yes.
Judge, I'd ask to admit this as Commonwealth Exhibit 5.
Any objection?
All right. If we could publish that to the jury.
In the gallery.
Got it. And when you handled this firearm, did you have gloves on when you handled the firearm on February 24th?
Yes.
And when you left the bedroom, where had those two firearms come to rest, this one and the other one?
On the left side of the bed. If I'm facing the headboard, that's where the last place I saw them at.
Okay. And then when you, the rest of your morning, when you left the bedroom, who was with you?
When I left the bedroom, I was with Officer Beckner. I believe there's another officer walking down the stairs with us and Mr. Banfield.
And where did you go?
We walked outside and then we took Mr. Banfield to an ambulance.
And when you got to the ambulance, what, if anything, did you take from him?
A jacket that he was wearing.
And what did you do with that jacket?
I held on to the jacket, and then Detective Falk, who's a crime scene detective, showed up, and then I transferred custody of the jacket to him.
And I'm sorry, you said Detective Falk?
Falk.
Is that O.J. Falk?
Yes.
After you left the defendant's company that day, did you remain at the scene? Did you go back into service? What was the rest of your morning like?
We remained at the scene for a while outside, didn't go back inside the house, left the scene for a bit to do other things, and then I ended up coming back to the scene and stayed there until the end of my shift, just on the outside of the house.
I don't have any more questions for you. Mr. Carroll may have some questions.
Mm-hmm. Cross-examination.
Good morning, Officer Hugh.
Good morning.
Were you right after Officer Gibbons as an arrival on the scene?
When I walked into the house, Officer Baumler was the one in front of me.
Officer Baumler?
Yes.
But Officer Gibbons was in front of him, is that correct?
No.
When was Officer Gibbons there?
He would have walked in behind me at some point. I don't remember when. Okay. Eventually, there was like a stack of us that all went in. I don't remember the exact lineup.
And I understand. But Officer Gibbons was the one who was in the bathroom with my client, correct?
Yes.
So did when you saw, when you walked in, you observed my client rendering aid to his wife. Is that right?
I don't recall what I saw when I first turned into the room. I know he was in the room. I don't remember the positioning, though.
Okay. Do you recall Officer Beckner arriving?
I remember Officer Beckner coming in the room.
Okay. And were you present when Officer Beckner started you know, getting chest seals and chest compressions and things like that, that all of you were doing?
Yes.
Okay. And did you observe, according to Officer Beckner, a panic attack on my client's part?
I wouldn't really know. I wouldn't say a panic attack. I would say I witnessed his behavior.
Okay.
I don't know how you exactly would define a panic attack. I didn't think of any. I didn't think it was anything super.
His words, not mine.
Yeah.
You observed my client, correct?
I did.
And around that same time, Officer Beckner reports that some firefighter was kicking items on the ground. Let me see. Kicking the blankets near Joe Ryan, and he was advised to stop by Officer Beckner. Do you recall that?
I was told about what a firefighter did after, but I never really witnessed that in the moment.
Okay. And I understand, I mean, it's a fast evolving situation, but that's what I wanted to find out is if you had recollection of it, but you were told thereafter?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you arrived on scene, Christine Banfield was breathing, correct?
I never touched her, so I don't know.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you.
Were you aware, based on what people were saying regarding her condition?
Listening to the body camera footage after, yes. It sounds like someone was saying that there might have been breathing or there was breathing, but
okay.
I don't have direct knowledge.
But the firefighters ended up connecting her and actually found a pulse, right?
That I don't know. I know they found something, but I know there's like electrical readings, right? I've had on other scenes.
Was that not what we just watched on that they actually connected her up to whatever device the one firefighter was saying?
They probably did connect her to something. I don't know what, I'm not versed in what machine they would have connected her.
Okay, and I'm not asking you to be an expert on this. I'm just asking you as the person on the scene what you observed.
Yes, the firefighters worked on her.
Okay, they were tending to her.
Yes.
Okay, that's probably the best way to say it without knowing what exactly they did.
Yes.
And then while you were there, or at least that's what your body camera video shows, they secured her and they brought her out of the house, correct?
Yes.
And then, I'm sorry, I thought somebody was saying something. And then after she was secured and out of the house, is when, how long after that was it when you and Officer Beckner and my client all walked out?
I'd say pretty shortly after, I would guess a minute tops.
Okay. Now, in terms of the, I guess that's the exhibit number 5, and I just keep pointing over here because that's where I saw it, but it's not there. That was a screenshot from the body-worn camera, is that right?
Correct. The picture of the gun they showed.
Do you want to show them the picture again?
I can't, Judge.
You,
I better.
You have to get it back on the screen.
I don't want to mess your...
Okay. Okay.
Do you see that?
Yes.
And is this your body-worn camera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you take any actions to prepare this screenshot?
No.
Okay. Now, do you know where this gun was before it was sitting at that situation that's shown in the picture?
No.
Okay. And I think you said after that, you know it was moved to the left side of the bed, correct?
Correct.
Do you recall who did that?
I moved it.
You moved it. Okay. And then, if I understand your testimony correctly, you then got involved in the scene, and then you ended up escorting my client out, and that was the last that you were in this room?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions, Ron.
Redirect.
More of the Au Pair Affair murder trial of Brandon Banfield is coming up from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.